They're still worried about
freaking
this.
Earthquake
back and forth. Holy cow. And telling us
we're in the middle of an earthquake, Tony.
Tony,
them to really handle again.
Oh my
this
god,
is impacting a thousand. Oh, are you guys okay?
Oh my gosh,
are you guys okay?
We are. Oh my gosh,
are you just
we're hanging on.
We are
rocking.
Yes. Are you guys under
holy
the desk?
Cow.
Okay?
We've got a big time earthquake here right now.
This is big.
Yeah. Scary. Our studio here.
I just
want to
make sure you guys are safe.
Lights,
are you guys under
swinging.
The table?
We're on the bottom floor of a 26-story building in downtown Salt Lake City. Looking around right now to see how things are
outside.
Yeah,
we got people
wow,
outside
okay.
kind of running around. What is going on? I have no idea how big of a quake this was, but it was
wow.
really rocking and
Jade,
rolling.
Are you hearing anything?
I'm not hearing
holy
anything
cow.
Yet, but it was intense.
In the feed room. The lights have been shaking. Our brick pillars have been shaking. You okay, Lindsay?
Yeah, let me try to get
our
eyes
in there. Yeah, Lindsay.
Holy cow. My husband's actually calling me right now.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've never experienced anything like that
no.
before, especially
that
here. I've been in the Bay Area before, but this
that
one...
We know that this building was put on rollers specifically for that reason, so it did shake us really good. I know we were looking at Reno at the time, and we were probably expecting a couple little rumbles after.
Yeah,
and we probably just
absolutely.
Gave Reno a heart attack.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
good morning. Hello, fam. What a do. Today is Thursday, March 18th, 2021. And welcome to the Apochley Podcast Experience. I am your host, Apochley, Antoine, whatever you want to call me, honestly. And I hope everyone is doing good today. I am on my way to work today, unfortunately, but maybe if I'm fortunate, I will be able to pursue some endeavors rather than spill my energy into a company that might not G-O-F about me. Wait, G-A-F? Give a fuck. Don't give a fuck about me. Nah, just kidding. I really doubt it, but it might be a really good opportunity for you guys, for the poor people in the world to make money. And at the expense of the wealthy hedge fund fat cats who, well, maybe we should call them dragons, right? Just the fat cat dragons that hold all the marbles and don't want to share it with the rest of the world. So that's where we're at. It's going to be tomorrow. Quadruple day of witching. To the moon, to the moon, to the moon. GameStop. Wow, could you imagine though? Like, imagine you had one stock and all of a sudden the stock is worth $1 million, right? Like, you can retire off one stock. Like, that's unbelievable. And, you know, I really doubt it, but that is the impression a lot of these Reddit gorillas are giving me, you know. So, you know, I'm a gorilla as well. I heavily sympathize with Harambe, and rest in peace, Harambe. Oh man, are you guys going to invest in GameStop? AMC is another one. Tomorrow is a blue moon day for trading. So if it's going to happen, it's going to happen tomorrow, you know, and people are getting their stimulus checks right on time. So are you going to be investing in the right company when the time comes? Who knows? You know, who knows? I've had some decent gains, but I haven't been invested enough to really take high risk. You know, I was reading some comments. This guy turned 6,000 into 54,000. You know, and that's something I see being feasible. If you're actually going in and doing these trades and paying attention and doing research on them. And it sounds fun, you know, to a certain extent. You know, I'm sure you can get really stressed out when things don't go right. But, you know, I always consider myself, you know, one of those mofos who do long-term investments, who, you know, who would be happy with a 56-cent dividend paid out, you know, whereas some of these Wall Street bettors golf at such a small return, you know. And apparently Robinhood is a really shitty app, you know. It's not the Robinhood, you know, people thought that it would be when it came out. You know, it's basically preventing the individuals from making money, you know, while at the same time protecting the bets of these fat cat dragon hoarding rat soup eating motherfuckers who hoard all the money while there's people in poverty, people suffering, people going through all these travesties on a day-to-day basis. So I say fuck it, you know. Why not take it to them? I wish I had more money to invest, you know. It's funny, I just finished paying off a bunch of debt. But, you know, what if I had invested all my extra cash here and, you know, made that the Wall Street bet? You know, could I have came out of this massive hole that I've dug myself into? Could I have gained enough wealth to start, you know, building generational wealth through my business ventures? Maybe I still can, you know. What if the stock that I do have, the little stock that I do have, blows up like they said they will, you know? It really seems unfeasible to me, but I don't, you know, I don't know. I really haven't invested that much time. I've just been indulged, wasting my time solving a bunch of small, minuscule issues at my company that I don't care about, that I don't want to do anymore. You know, it's just gotten to the point where I'm not even feeling fulfilled after helping people, because it's just nonstop. It's back to back to back to back to back. It has been for 4 years, but once the pandemic hit, it just took it to another gear, took it to another level. And, you know, I'm just sick of it. I don't want to deal with it anymore. Well, it's not that I don't want to. I just really don't physically think that I can. You know, I was really, each time it's been the same, I was really hoping that these new guys who joined the team will really, you know, help me surpass the hump, you know. But they've been, even though they're nice guys, I'm sure they're, you know, okay guys. I don't, one has been sick, you know, not really sick. He's just been doing a lot of things that he should have been doing a long time ago, which is, you know, I don't blame him. That's what I've done, you know, taking advantage of my perks and benefits. But at the same time, it was only after 2 years that I started doing taking advantage and setting all these appointments, you know, and, you know, taking time away from the company so I can pursue these health things. But yeah, he did them right away. He started right away, you know, during a very busy time, during a very hectic time in everybody's lives, and during a pandemic, you know, that no one has ever seen. But anyways, I'm here at getting some lunch, so I'm gonna probably end this short. I do hope you guys make a lot of money here in the upcoming months, and I hope that, you know, we surpass everything. I love you guys. Have a good day.